at your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get started.
Come on,
get started,
get started.
Let's get it started.
Ha,
let's get it started.
Running.
That was Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas, 2004. And I'm playing it for Fergie's birthday, which was on the 27th. And I think Will I Am is fabulous, don't you?
Yes.
I love him on The Voice. He's absolutely brilliant. Should we do some shout outs?
Yes.
Who have you got there?
I have got, let's start off with Trevor Wallett, Zoe Wainwright, Nicky Nicole, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever,
you give me fever,
Rob Harvey, Vicky Garthy, Moody Peg, Mike Child, P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Manker, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dawn, Aston Avery, hello to you, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Martin Hollisworth, Tom Nestor, Lockie BCFC, CG Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosser, Katrina Brandstrom, Mark Ratcliffe and Ruby Snape. Hello.
And I've got some lovely comments. Lexi Allen says, Happy Easter, Vicky and Tony. Looking forward to the show as always. And, oh, and Tuesday is Autism Awareness Day, so please could we wear blue on Tuesday. Man in his potting shed, I'm sure it will be a musical eggs extravaganza. So, as always, Ken Wiseman, it's Easter. He is looking forward to this extravaganza. Happy Easter. Love, Ken. Castle Ministry, happy modern Easter. Glenn Lynch, happy Easter. Have a lovely weekend. Peter Dawson, have a great show. Happy Easter. Vernon Watts, see you there. Charlie Osbaldiston, sounds fantastic. Just in time for Easter. See you there. Sydney Richardson, happy Easter. Have a good day. Danny Finucane, looking forward to hearing you. Desi McCourt, happy Easter. Mick Alton, great to see and hear you last night on the 1990 Hurricane Programme.
Uh-huh.
We were talking. I will be speaking about this letter.
Yeah.
So listen very carefully. John Weaver, I do love a cream egg. Hannah Flisher, happy Easter. Barry 0776, great picture, Vicky. Hope you have a great Easter. Nolanette Musical Missy, that was a big one. One, have a cracking Easter, Vicky. Don't crack up. I love all the little, some of the replies I get on Twitter and things like that. They're so funny.
Yeah.
People are really, really cleverly funny. Anthony Budd, don't laugh, but Tony looks like Clinton Baptiste from Phoenix Knights fame.
Yeah, the wig.
And there's lovely comments from Donald Carruth, Chandler, Paddy Sweeney, Felix Lagenfeld, Andy Mikey and SN Pear Snouts. Thank you all for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. Okay, I'm going to play an Easter number. This is beautiful. It's When You Believe from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains.
That was When You Believe from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, 1998. That's a beautiful song. What voices they've got, Tommy. Oh,
fantastic voice. She's got a lovely voice.
You know, both of them. Just beautiful, beautiful voices. And actually, we could talk about the weather thing that I did recently. What was it called? The world's worst storm,
wasn't it?
Storm in 1990.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was on last night, and they did my interview, but it was, you know, that was a miracle that he survived that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Gordon. That went straight through the front of the car, through his head. He had to have part of his brain taken away, and he got through it. But the thing is that when they were interviewing me, I mean, when I was doing the show, it was... They filmed a lot of footage, and they obviously didn't show as much. But the whole fact was we were going to Australia, which they didn't mention, and that's when we had to leave him here, and we didn't know whether he was going to live or die, and bless him, he pulled through and then performed in Blackpool. But it was a really interesting how destructive that 1990 storm was,
yeah,
and all of the terrible things that happened. So it's quite an interesting sort of a doco show, really. But you didn't. But you're the one that told me it was on.
Yeah, I know.
So you told me last week, oh, there was something on telly. I saw it advertised. You were on the show, Vicky. Oh, we'll find out what it is. And it was this show.
Yeah.
And I said, so when is it on, Tony? He said, oh, my wife's found out. It's on at 9:30 next Saturday. Brilliant. 9:30 next Saturday. And you said, I'll have to watch it.
Mm.
And...
Yeah, I forgot, but I was working. But I think I forgot to record it as well. So, but I'll catch. It'll be on the catch up. So I'll catch up. I'll catch up with you. All that.
Catch up.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, okay. I love this. This I've watched this on YouTube, and this is just brilliant. And this is Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word by Blue, featuring Elton John. And this is live in the studio.
I didn't see him arrive. All ready to go.
Not this studio.
You ready?
Yeah. You. Are you more to the point?
Sorry seems to be the hardest one. What I gotta do to make you want?
That was Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word with Blue featuring Elton John. And I just love that. I love that recording. You know, and when you watch them and you see each one of them, I think it started off with Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan
Simon,
was first, wasn't he?
Yeah, then some, then Lee, and then Anthony, I think. And it, I'm playing it because it's it was Simon Webb's birthday on the 30th. That was yesterday. And every one of them has brilliant, brilliant voices. And you watch it, and each one of them showcases their voice. But then Elton sings. And you go, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So the boys have got brilliant voices, but Elton...
blows them away.
Something else. Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Eric Clapton number this is. Love it. I Shot the Sheriff.
I shot the sheriff. I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They say they
was I Shot the Sheriff, Eric Clapton. Tony says, I'm going to fade this now. Are you ready? I went, no, I'm not ready. And he faded it. Such a little... what is that, boy thing?
Yeah, I just looked at it. I thought, I'd still got quite a while to go.
I went, no, I'm not ready. Gone. Okay, so that was I Shot the Sheriff by Eric Clapton, 1974. It was originally written and recorded by Bob Marley. Eric Clapton's cover version made it a major hit, reaching the top of the charts in several countries. Okay, shall we play another Easter number? This is Sweet Like Chocolate, Shanks and Bigfoot.
Thank you.
That was Sweet Like Chocolate, Shanks and Bigfoot, 1999, playing it for Easter. And all you lovely chocolate eaters, how much chocolate have you got, Tony?
Yeah, I've got a feast out on chocolate.
I know, I've got loads.
And I struggle with just having those little bits. I start off with the little bits and then just eat the whole thing.
No, the worst ones are the Ferrero Rocher, you know, the little balls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One, cannot have two, no. Three, four, five. They are becoming my downfall now. But this Sweet Like Chocolate, it topped the charts for 2 weeks, and it was the first UK garage track to reach number one. And you were talking about this earlier, weren't you, Tony?
Yeah,
big, it was garage music.
Yeah, big garage music, cult garage track now, that is, on the kind of like the bus
but
play.
I wouldn't associate that with garage music.
No, well, the song sounds quite slow, but the...
Yeah, sort of funky slow, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but the actual backing track is about 131 BPM, 132, possibly more than that, so it's...
Are you being rude?
Yeah,
BPM. I don't understand that.
Oh, beats per minute.
Ah, so that is what garage is.
Yeah, so it's quite a fast track, that one, so it's... even though she's the vocals is slow, the back track is quite quick.
Oh, right. Okay, thank you for enlightening me. Anthony.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is brilliant. This is my mate Rick Wakeman, and it's a tribute to David Bowie on BBC Radio 2 Live, and he's playing live. It was recorded in 2016, and he's playing Life on Mars.
Cool. Should we play it?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the recording of this?
I remember leaving there in St. Anne's Court, the Trident Studios, and coming home and saying to a couple of friends that I met that evening in a local pub that I just played on what I considered to be the best song I'd ever had the privilege to work on.
And why do you think it was so fantastic?
It had every single ingredient. I mean, the great thing about David was he was a wonderful melody man, but it wasn't just the melodies. He had great ideas for chord structures and would always throw in the odd surprise when you were least expecting it. And that's what was so great about playing his stuff. He'd be teaching you a song and you'd be going along, and then suddenly you'd think, oh, I know how this is going to go, and then it would change. Very clever guy.
Okay, Rick, take it away.
was Rick Wakeman's tribute to David Bowie live on BBC Radio 2 in 2016, and I'm playing it because it was International Piano Day on the 28th. Is he not amazing, Tony?
I'll turn it up, that's better. Yeah, it was amazing. It's a fantastic skill, it really
fantastic.
Is.
You know, and all those, and you just think, oh my God. And I've heard him play so many times, and each time you think, oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah, he plays a few instruments, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's because he's really talented, but he's a really nice bloke as well. Friendly.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. Came to see me in panto with his wife. Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. And he was just born that way. You know what I mean? Should we play that?
Yeah.
Born this way, Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different love is not a sin. Believe capital H I am. That was Born This Way, Lady Gaga, 2011, and it was her birthday on the 28th. And Born This Way was an empowering anthem celebrating individuality and self-acceptance, promoting equality and inclusivity for all. And I did this song in panto when I was playing a baddie.
Did you? Well,
yeah,
it's a great song, isn't it? Pop
it's
song.
A great song.
Great pop
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Okay, what should we play next, Tony? Storm in a Teacup?
Yeah.
The Fortunes.
It
That was Storm in a Teacup by The Fortunes, 1972, and I'm playing it for what would have been Rod Allen's birthday, which was on the 30th. And Storm in a Teacup by The Fortunes is a classic pop song known for its catchy melody and upbeat rhythm. And it's one that you didn't know about that much. It's not played that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of putting that on the playlist.
It's one of my I really love that song.
It's a very singable track.
Yeah, and I know the the lyrics.
Yeah. I knew it was a 70s track because it's stamped on that era.
Yeah. And we were talking about how they'd be in smart suits and just holding the mic.
With the
really
flares. Just bopping around on top of the pops.
Absolutely. Let's play another Easter number, shall we? This is Joyful, Joyful by Lauryn Hill from Sister Act 2. That was Joyful, Joyful by Lauryn Hill from Sister Act 2, 1993. And Joyful is a gospel-infused song featured in the film Sixth Sister Act and starring Whoopi Goldberg. And you've got some good news about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I was talking to her the other day and about Sister Act and the stage program, the theatre show. And she hasn't ruled out a Sister Act 3 film. So they're looking at ways of doing the script, of which she'll play a bit of a part in it. So, that'll be good.
That would be brilliant. And also, it was International Theatre Day on March the 27th. So I'm going to plug my mate, Beverly Knight, who's appearing in Sister Act at the moment, and I want to go and see it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's meant to be. It's got great write-up, so it should be fantastic.
We've got to go and see it, and before she comes out. And that was for Easter. That's a lovely song, isn't it? Joyful, joyful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's an Easter song.
Okay, what shall I play next? Well, I think it's got to be a Tina Turner, don't you?
Yeah.
This is simply the best. Was simply the best, Tina Turner, 1989, and I'm playing it for my Louise, who loves Tina Turner, for Louise and for Ellis, who are listening at the moment, and a big thank you to my Louise for helping me with the research this week, because Nikki's not been well, she's slipped a disc, so hope you get well too, Nikki, lots of love, and you are fabulous, Louise, and simply the best. Yes, you are simply the best. It's become an iconic anthem known for its powerful vocals and uplifting message. The song has been used in numerous commercials, sports events, television shows, solidifying its status as a timeless classic. It is a timeless classic.
Yeah, definitely.
She is a timeless classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song gets used for so many different things as well. Ring walks, you name it, the best.
It's just brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's brilliant. Those legs.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I want those legs, if just to make me taller.
Yeah. Okay, should we play a Yardbirds number?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, this is Boom Boom.
Shoot you right down and knock you off of your feet and take you home with me. I'll put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love to see you strut when you're walking to me. When you're talking to me, that knocks me out. Now let's go. Like it like that, with your baby talk, oh, and the way that you are, you know it knocks me right down, knocks me off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. How, 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 how. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, 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 now.
That was Boom Boom, the Yardbirds, 1964. And I'm playing it for what would have been lead singer and harmonica player Keith Relf's birthday, which was on the 22nd of March. And also, the Yardbirds formed in 1963 with Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, Keith Relf, Jim McCarty, Chris Dreja and Paul Shamwell-Smith. That is a good lineup.
Ah, brilliant, isn't it?
That is
really
a brilliant lineup. And the Animals also had a hit with this in 1964, and their version was used in the James Bond film Skyfall.
Mm.
Shall we do some shout-outs, Tom?
Yeah.
Who have you got there?
I have got Sprinkling Six, Gamer Rog, Vinnie Mahini, I got Rune Ulriskan, Mandy Bleas, History Will Judge, Ronald Dubois, David Allen, got Cream. Hello. Colm O'Brien, Emma Louise Webb, David Lawrence McField, Martin Finch, Noel Hopper, Gary Evans, Stephen Moore, Graham Addison, James Lockhart, Idy Piggott. I've got Daddy Ono. I've got James Tarrant, Just Bob. Hello, Just Bob. Terence Marison, Demon 1950, Edward Sweeney, Come On, CUFC, Cat's Pajamas, what a name. And Laura, 2001, Odyssey 23. Hello.
And I've got some lovely comments from Castle Ministry, Phil Smith, Chris Hopkin, Erin Mefford, Steve, Mark, Chris Woodnut, Andrew Hemmons, John Matthews, the Colonel, Phil Smith, Doniel Caruth, Stephen Greenbury, Hans S., Michael Byrne, Richard Witten, James Matthews, Barry Alderson, and Mikey. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. Shall we play a Survivor number? I love this song.
It's a bit of boxing coming.
I love
you?
Rocket.
Bit of training.
Okay, this is Eye of the Tiger.
Here we go.
Thank you.
was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, and I'm playing it for Dave Bickler, the lead singers. It would have been his birthday today, and Eye of the Tiger was released in 1982, and it was written as the theme song for the film Rocky III. I love all of those films. Yeah. I love Sylvester Stallone. I think he's great. He's a watchable. He's like Arnie.
Yeah, I like that. And Rambo was the other good films.
Yeah. I love Rambo as those well. Films. All of his films. And what was the one where he's got all of the force together as well? They're all in the army. The newer ones with Rocky.
Are they? Yeah.
Vietnam Wars.
Yeah, they've got the Avenger ones, haven't you?
Just all his films are great. And
action.
I love, absolutely. But, you know, it is Easter, so I think we've got to mention a rabbit.
Yes.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
Or should I say hare or house?
House.
As you said, you told us earlier.
House.
But I'm going to keep it to rabbit, Tony. So, shall we play that?
Indeed.
Cheers, Dave.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit. You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got. This time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first kept my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. We make a wonderful pair. Now I don't mind having a chat, but you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first met my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
That was Rabbit, Chaz and Dave, 1981. And I'm obviously playing it because it's Easter.
Yes.
And I love that song. I actually sang that song in Ray Cooney, who lives locally. It was a musical he'd written, and I played Vi, the pub landlady, and wouldn't stop talking. And so I played this one. It was just great.
It's a brilliant track.
And Chaz was lovely to work with because he wrote a lot of the music for this musical. And have we come to the end?
Yes.
I can't believe it.
It's gone so quick,
isn't
it?
It has gone. This has gone really quick.
Yeah.
This week has gone really, really quick. You've been listening to me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks to Tony for twiddling the flashing knobs.
You're welcome.
And to my gorgeous Louise for helping with the research. And for all of you fabulous people for listening. And next up, it's Natalie Bayes and Spencer, isn't it? They've got their...
Yep, the arts program.
No Claire Javeau this week.
Not this week.
All right. And that's with the arts program. That will be fabulous. So what can I leave you with this week? But a real Easter number. This is Jesus Christ Superstar by Andrew Lloyd Webber, featuring Murray Head. And it's a rock opera. And it was, I remember it was 1970 when this first came out. Absolutely brilliant. So this is Jesus Christ Superstar.
look at you, I don't